Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. As you can see, we have Sherry Onshara with us. We're going to be letting you know about her in just a moment. A couple of things I do want to thank you for in advance, and for those of you who have been doing this, for resonating with the show and hitting the subscribe button. So that's great. It just keeps the world going around, and again, allows us to be able to communicate with you real time as we send these videos up with these great guests that you're, which is another one you're about to see today, which is Sherry Onshara, who is a medical intuitive and international best-selling author of Take Back Your Power, You Becoming You, and you can check her out at sherryonshara.com. Before I bring Sherry on, what do you got to add for us?
Oh, well, I
usually like to add something for us.
Well, okay, let's see. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate and love each and every one of you. And we absolutely really appreciate that you take the time to share the videos and you comment. And we try to comment back on all of them. And the channel's really growing. And we're super excited to get you lots of great content with some really awesome guests, like our beautiful guest, Miss Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Hey. I'm just so thrilled to be here today.
That is great. It's great to be back with you. This is several times we've interviewed you, and it's always such a great thing. I want to dive right in so we can get people to get to know the vibe of you, who you are, and what your interpretation is of what's happening. And speaking of interpretation, is your interpretation of the awakening, what's happening on planet Earth for us right now?
Oh my God. Well, we are in what I call the in-between times, going from the old paradigm of duality into becoming conscious. And what does conscious mean? It's taking your awareness to a completely new place. So I don't call it levels, because in this awakening, before in the old paradigm, we had a higher self and a lower self. Mm-hmm. Well, if your higher self's head was buried up your lower self's assets that weren't working, didn't work so well. Can't see. So I'm a belief system buster.
You guys are going to love Sherry. Let me just tell you.
I am a bullshit buster, like right off the bat. And so with this going on, there's confusion. So I'm going to use the metaphor. So say you're going across the ocean with Columbus or whoever the heck it is, or Leif Erikson or whatever. And so the unknown, we have been taught, is afraid because we don't know it, right? But actually, the unknown is the best place to be right now. Because in the unknown, you can let go of that bullshit, the duality that has been so governing everybody's life and controlling
it for
centuries. Literally, for centuries. But in this time, in being in the unknown, that's the place of creation. So in the beginning, there was nothing. So we knew all that something from the past, but now it's an opportunity. In the idea of being conscious is to be your own conscious creator of your life. You get to choose, instead of those duality bullshit programs deciding for you. Is that cool?
Yes, cool.
Absolutely. How long are we going to be in the middle part that you're saying? Like, when do we get to the next part?
Okay, so that's an interesting question. I love that. That is so fabulous, April. So when someone is learning, let's say that there's 10 people in a course and they're studying quantum physics, or they're studying biology, or they're studying cooking. Let's say they're studying cooking. So you have to have the ingredients, correct? Mm-hmm. And some will get it a little bit sooner. It's not because they're smarter, but the reason they get it sooner is this word called willing. When you are willing to step into the unknown, instead of saying, well, I'm ready for this, I'm ready for that, I don't know, you're ready for what? They're still holding on. So this is the challenge, is letting go of these limited belief systems. not good enough, not deserving, not smart enough. Our family has it, or, you know, my biology has it. It's letting go of all that and starting out brand, I call it brand newness. You're branding yourself as becoming a real human and not a controlled human by the belief system or by the people called the Cabal or the Illuminati who've been running the show for centuries. It's time to kick their ass off this planet.
That's for damn sure.
Or they wake up or not.
When you talk about creation a bit here, can you give us a perspective from your opinion of who created us? So a lot of people are like, well, you know, where do we come from, the human race? Are we, you know, from, you know, whose science project are we?
Oh, I will tell you whose science project we're. If you read Zachariah Sitchin's books, he talks about the Anunnaki. Mm-hmm. The Anunnaki, that word is a Sumerian word that simply means astronaut. But we love to give our power away to words, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
God did it, or God's going to cure us. You cure hymns and meat, you have to heal yourself. Or the guru, G-U-R-U, is going to do it. Or the grand poobah. Oh my God, there is no grand poobah. So when what is happening is there was a thing called a double helix. And we're going to get into some of this, of what's happening now with the human race. This double helix is, so I'm going to give, what is this symbol?
The infinity.
Bullshit. Do it again.
Bullshit.
Yes, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Now, what is this? This is the hourglass. It's called time. And we have been programmed and controlled by time. And time is just an increment of space in which to have an experience. So you can't have too much time, not enough time. Time's running out. It's all bullshit. So now take this symbol, and we're going to do it this way. It's the DNA strand.
Oh, it's the
DNA strand. And so it's a continuation of this, this, and this, and this. So in these double strands that were created through this biological experiment to become a slave, we have embedded in this DNA a slave template. Because that's how it was created. Now, were they wrong or bad? No. Look at the people that have done dogs or chickens or anything. It's embedded, the idea of doing this in the Petri dish. And I'm going to give you an example. I met this professor, and I can say it. He was at ASU. And they're doing experiments in the Petri dish now. And lo and behold, some of these manipulated creatures in the Petri dish that even escaped onto YouTube. I'm not kidding you. I shared it. So this is this.
Hold on. Wait, April.
Okay. So I go listen to this professor from Stanford, and he's a geneticist. And he said they're taking the fertilized egg and, you know, the sperm, you know, the egg in the Petri dish, and they're developing it into putting AI information in it. They said, oh, they let it live to about 6 months. Bullshit. So anyway, this is what I said. I raised my hand and I did it in a real kind way, and I made him cry. He broke down. And my friend was with me, and this is in an audience at ASU. And I said, oh my God, this sounds just like the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
Or maybe Anunnaki. And I said, well, what about the soul? What about the spirit? What about the cellular memory? And this doctor of geneticist broke down, and he started crying on the stage. And he said, oh my God, when I started becoming a doctor, he said, I was doing abortions. And after they cut off the head, the arms, and the legs, they put the spinal column in my hand. And he said, I realized I had a human spinal column in my hand. And he started crying. Do you not believe that the people invited him to speak at ASU were pissed at me? I did it in a kind, loving way, but I triggered his cellular experience. So now these videos are coming out where they have this body. It looks like a little boy. There's a little penis there, but it has a weird head on it. That is, and I even mentioned that, this Island of Dr. Moreau. So all these people at ASU, the students, they didn't know who it was. I'm sure, you know, maybe one. And so that really shook him up.
Are they creating hybrid humans?
No. lowbreds, half-breeds. So we have been taught, you know, like when another race, you know, I never know why they call them extraterrestrials. I mean, that is ridiculous. What's extra about them? Mm-hmm. Just because they have technology does not mean that they're smarter. Believe me, we've got this technology. Do you see anybody smart people out there really that are controlling? But what they are cunning about is that they are culling the population. So let's go back to this DNA thing. So when the human race got created, they're not operating on all cylinders, like in a car. So I'm very practical and I like to do the analogy. Like, what is it not operating? So when that happened through this evolution and when they took off and left, well, the reptilians came in and they didn't have to war. They were all these people used to, you know, praying to the gods or worshiping, you know, they got wings. They didn't have wings. I mean, like, we've got to start busting these belief systems, and that's what I do. So that's why I'm so grateful to be on here. But isn't that interesting?
Very. And what are they doing with this creature?
They're experimenting how to make AIs because, see, humans are the food, the energy, the fear. That's what they eat. And so this was my concern. And God bless this doctor, a female, who stood up with her cojones and said this. Now, I said this months and months and months ago, not because I'm so smart, really. We all have this ability. Is that what they're doing now with the shots that they're going to give you? Not only do they have time release in bots in them, in trackers, they also have chemicals. The chemicals are taking down one of the strands of DNA.
Oh.
It's called depopulation, which we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. But now they're going to utilize these one helix humans who will not have the ability. So can I put a plug in here?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Okay, so I'm starting a class on Saturday. It's called Conscious Evolution, and I talk about the 13 chakras. Well, really, it's also about the DNA, which I'm writing a book about, right, DNA. But it's about the 13 chakras. Why the number 13 is bad luck is because they have 13 strands. They've got six and six in the connector, but we can do that too. And that's what I'm doing in the best I can to assist people in this conscious evolution. So if they go to my website, sherrianchar.com, you'll see it. I would urge everybody to sign up. I'm not kidding you, because that is going to have an impact on your DNA, so it cannot be changed.
Okay, wait, let's take that one apart. Okay, so the vaccines are microchipped, micro-implanted, bio-engineered.
Yeah, and microorganisms.
And with microorganisms, they're bio-engineered with microorganisms, okay? And then is that just in vaccines or is it in, is it going to be like in the flu shots or is it going to be in like
all of the above kind of thing?
Anything?
All of the above, April. So remember the old computer program, the Pac-Man?
You know,
okay, that's what this is. Let's start eating up and destroying the DNA. Let's start eating it. Let's start, but it's targeted at one strand. So you're going to have a real slave. So what I'm teaching is how to expand on those. So if you match, so let's say April, you have six strands and I have six strands. We're a match. I can't control you and you can't control me, but we can participate with each other. So they wouldn't like that to happen. So that's
so
why
you, so in essence, could you two, in that example, then could you two make each other stronger?
Yes, absolutely. And so now the more that people, and it's an evolution at the cellular level. I've been doing this for like 28 years, but this is an evolution that is actually coming about.
What about, okay, so it's going to be in the vaccines and all that where it's going to be an injection. Are they going to get to the point that they're going to be putting that in drinks, in food, in everyday
products? Yes, and there's two people doing it. It starts with Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Who's the other one? The WHO?
Yes, part of it. And I did hear that the Virgin Airline guy, which I'm disappointed, they'd like to create factories to create that food. Uh-huh. And that is going to actually lower. See, it's all about resonance. Everybody thinks it's frequency and vibration. frequency and vibration are byproducts. It's resonance. You're either resonance of being conscious or resonance of being stuck in those duality bullshit programs that, you know, high and low, this or that, or, you know, I came for a lesson. Mm-hmm. Lesson means they know it. Less on, less on, less on, to become more on, more on, more on. Got it? So that's why I love language. It doesn't matter what the language is. Mm. It still, you know, has that consciousness is not a language.
What about the
DNA? I mean, just but the DNA,
right,
is
right,
a template of language to control you. Okay,
got it. 13 chakras. Now, I've heard 12, and certainly 7. Never heard 13 though.
I've been teaching it for years. The first chakra is at your feet. It's not above you.
Oh.
It's your feet. So if you look at the metaphor of Jesus, it was his feet. Mm-hmm. And he actually used an oil called spikenard, which I didn't know, but through research and finding that out. So that is what this course is about. We have to get grounded. If you're not grounded and your feet are connected to your throat, when you speak your truth, they're, you know, like kids are happy, their feet move. But as you begin to ground this consciousness, now you're starting to connect your female creative side with your male side. And I actually teach people how to become God. I call it godness, because if I say become God, then, you know, like, I'm, you know, having Pandora's crosses or, you know, burkas burned on my front lawn or something. But you are God. It says it. You're made in God's image. Why are we less? You know, Jesus said, you can do as I do, than I do. You can do it. But mm-hmm. why can't we do it? Because of this programming that they use the left computer brain.
So you these...
Buddha says you're the Buddha, you're the God. So I teach people, I call, and I disguise it as the word godness, the essence of God.
What about the God particle?
Oh, the God particle, I love it. So I had the good fortune in 2004, as I work with children, because I work with, you know, pregnant couples and with the baby through the 9 months. And
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. What do you do with pregnant ladies and couples for 9 months?
Oh, I will work with them to connect to the baby.
Oh, okay.
I actually, for a very famous doctor, a pediatrician, I mean, she hangs out with a bionic woman, but I actually wrote 3 years ago this month an article called Baby's First Connection. I'll have to email it to you.
Yeah.
And it's really experiences that the babies in the womb talk to me, or people that were older that remembered being in the womb.
Mm.
I mean, I can give you a quick example.
Please.
A
lady that came to me, and it's terrifying what they did to her. They gave her all kinds of treatments, and she was in her 50s. That's the key, in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was finally said, after shock treatments and drugs and therapy, I mean, she was a mess. And fortunately, someone sent her to me. In less than an hour, we figured out why she was so afraid of needles of any kind, and it ruled her life, not only economically, but her time. Remember time. You know why she was afraid of it? Because in the 50s, her mother tried to abort her with knitting needles, and that was cellular memorization.
And she's still alive, right?
And she told me that she called her mother, and, you know, because they never had a relationship, and she said, I'm not going to judge you, but please tell me, is this what you did? And she said, yes, I did. I tried to abort you at home with the knitting needles.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's so aggressive.
You see, it is the minute the sperm and egg. So now they know this. They know it. They've known it forever and ever. The cabal, the Illuminati, the, you know, icky people, and they're not even people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wrote a book and you knew the end of it and you call it the end times, this is the in between times. So their intent is to end the human race.
Mm-hmm. The cabal,
because the human race has no value, because they're creating AIs now.
Mm.
They're creating AIs.
Well, what are they going to do with the AI? So they eat the people and they get the energy from the people. What would they need the AI for?
It's like a chargeable battery, right? They just keep going.
What would
and
they
going?
Be getting?
Yes.
If they need the humans to eat,
no more.
The other people, the AIs won't fight back.
And you know why? This is the key. It makes me livid. They invented this thing called emotional intelligence. They're putting it in therapies. They're putting it in the corporate world. It is a bullshit program. There is not 1 ounce of intelligence and emotions, not 1 ounce. Consciousness is intelligence, but emotion. So now what they can do is they can take that emotional resonance and put it in AIs. They have food for centuries.
So it's like a clone?
Cologne. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? So that the are you referring to the AIs as clones?
Yes.
Or is
and
that a different
already,
breed?
They've already cloned people. And I figured out how they control people. This is interesting. When I was writing about the 13 chakras, that it was the pituitary gland, and I called a couple of my medical friends to ask them, why wasn't it the pineal gland as I was getting this information and writing it? And this is what came to me. This is years ago, but you know, that was years ago, 28, 29 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's a process, right? But it's happening faster. Well, they inject into people, into their pineal gland. The pineal gland connects to their intuition, mm-hmm. to the third eye, and they're shutting it down. So let's say I am one of those nasty people, because they're not people, and I would like to control, kind of the troll, control a group. I'm going to go for the head of the group. Mm-hmm. And what if I inject chemicals into that group, into that person, and say, I'm going to promise you wealth and fame, and you can have anything you would like. Have you noticed that some of the famous people, when you see them, that they look different now?
Oh,
they
yeah.
kind of look plastic, they look dead. Mm-hmm. Well, so let's say you're real famous. Let's say, April, you're really famous and you have a following of 10 million people. And what you say has an impact and influence on mm-hmm. those 10 million people.
Yeah.
Would you believe I'm going to go for one of those people that is your followers? Or am I going to go for you?
Right.
And got then it. I'm going to say, I got a deal for you, April. If you take this magic elixir, you're going to stay younger and all of that stuff. There's actually a famous singer. I can't say her name right now, but she was married to Katy Perry. So she was married to that guy, you know, in England, mm-hmm. and he divorced her, and he said, and he has even come out and said it, mm-hmm. that this is what's going on. That's what they do. They take over their pineal gland with these chemicals, then whatever they spill out, their followers follow them. Do you know how easy that is?
Is that why they got divorced? Because Russell went on a spiritual path, and mm-hmm. she was still trapped in the whole satanic.
Mm-hmm. And that even look at Celine Dion. I mean, she doesn't even look human anymore.
No, she doesn't.
I'm not judging her, but she doesn't look human.
Well, I am judging her, and I am saying that bitch don't look human.
She isn't. That's what happens. Got it. That's what they're doing. So see, they're valuable. Valuable to be controlled, mm-hmm. and they are taking over. You know, I mean, there's so many. I mean, look at Pelosi. She's about as plastic as you can get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
Biden.
Where's our hope here? So if these people are controlling on us, they got control over the strands. How do we? I mean, you know, what's the point?
Through?
Like, how do we break through here?
Okay, it's called consciousness, but we have to be completely so consciousness. You have to know the full picture. You can't just take a piece of the pie. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we've been divided into metaphysics, because they created all of them, divided into this religion, divided into this. And if you look at some of the movements that they have, whatever it is, and they say that they're doing it, but people are going along with it. So if I give you this example, look what happened in Nazi Germany. That was the prelude. They were already doing experiments. The Japanese did the same thing. But you know why the Japanese weren't called into court? Because our shadow government utilized that information. Mm-hmm. The same that the Nazis, somebody had to, you know, pay up for it. So that's what they did. But if anybody believes for 1 minute that Wernher von Braun, and I'll tell you how that happened. You know why we got the technology here in the 50s, you know, or in the late 40s, and why they got rid of it from Hitler? Because we gave them a better deal, the shadow government. We gave them abductees to do their experiments. Mm-hmm. And those that were brought back, and, you know, because I've worked with abductees. I've taken out implants. I have, either physical or energetically. And I don't have to hypnotize them because I don't believe in hypnosis, because we've been hypnotized. Mm-hmm. And hypnosis puts you in an altered state. My clients do it consciously.
You need them awake.
And I teach them how to time travel in their own continuum and know exactly where they are. They're not out of body. They're remote viewing or they're bilocating. It's cool. We have all these abilities, and that's my fucking frustration.
When you talk about time traveling, I know that's really one of your gifts there. Have you been able to time travel out and see, do we have a President Trump another 4 years?
Well, I believe so. And I believe we might not even have an election.
What do you think's elaborate?
Well, so when I idea the time travel, so a lot of the information that I've written, especially when I first started writing, I actually, in my new book, I actually say, I'm writing this from the future for the future. Hmm. It's for the future of those who would like to get conscious. And if you look at some of the things that Trump is doing, why would he do that? Mm-hmm. Why would he do that? He's certainly not getting paid for it.
No.
He is a catalyst for this shift. And some people are getting on board. This is not about Republican and Democrat. This is about overcoming the cabal. When he talks about, you know, the shadow government or the dark, whatever the terminology that you use, he knows who they are. Mm-hmm. He absolutely knows who they are. And so why is he always saying the United States has to be the best? Well, the reason is if you look at the short of amount of time the United States has been into existence compared to all of those centuries, what the fuck were they doing all those centuries? They were giving their life away to idols. And in here, it was like the melting pot. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so in the melting pot, we can take information from this group and that and put it together. And that's what he's actually doing to support people to be in their power.
Right.
Is he from that's a different, true. Like if we're from the Anunnaki, is he from a different race?
Pleiadians.
He's from the Pleiadians.
And so is Jesus. Jesus was a Pleiadian.
Okay, but we're from the Anunnaki, right?
All well, I was.
You're from
the... Oh, but the human race, yes, is a manipulation. And this pisses me off, even though, you know, do you ever get pissed at your family sometime? Like really pissed? I am really pissed. Because in their idea, they weren't doing anything wrong, you know, or bad. It was to make their life better. So let's just give you an example. Let's say, Jay, you're a scientist and you're a big deal and you've got tons of vegetables behind your name. This is not judging anybody. And so you're sent out on an excursion and you bring your food and your little animals and your pets and your chickens or whatever. And you're going across a timeline. Let's say you're going across the universe, or let's just say you're, you know, going from one part of the world to the other. Okay. And so you're taking all of your stuff with you. And you're going to go dig for gold. So you're digging for gold and you go like, wait a minute, I am a big deal here. I'm not a worker bee. Bum, ba-da-bum. The next round that comes in has geneticists. Her name happened to be Herzig. So she was a geneticist, the island of Dr. Rowe. So let's take this. So the human race was developing as real humans. And that is really the basis of what I do, is teaching people how to become real humans. So now they have these manipulated. So humans never got a chance to become real humans. They were interfered with. And so even if you look after the deluge, the flood, and all these people, all of a sudden, were they screwing their brains out? They were happening so fast. Does that make sense? So that's what happened. So two people, Adam and Eve, you know why it's called Adam A-T-O-M, Adam, Adapa. Mm. That was the first adaptation in the E.din. Take out the dot, .coms, Eden, got it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what can't clones do? What can't clones do?
Reproduce?
No, but now you can stamp them out, but they couldn't reproduce. Mm-hmm. So then they had to take, and there's one guy, I can't remember his name, I have his book, but he said that everybody on this planet was connected to seven women. He didn't say who the women are, but I'll tell you who they are. Those were the Anunnaki astronauts or the scientists or the whatever. And they took their sperm, put in the petri dish, mixed it up. And then the next thing you know, these humans that were developing as humans now became a half-breed.
Hmm.
So we got to get over that there, because an extraterrestrial, I don't know what extraterrestrial means. Does it mean there's an extra land somewhere else? This is ridiculous.
What does life look like for us, Sherry? Like what are we at here? August 2020. What does life look like for us the beginning of 2021?
Well, I will tell you, between now and then, it's going to be a challenge. However, this is the opportunity now to get conscious. What does that mean? To use the full Monty of what you have inside of you and start expanding it. Start allowing those other strands that are in there. That is why the God gene is here, because that God gene is a resonance. It is a resonance to expand the consciousness of the humans. So what are they doing with the new kids on the block since 2004? They're aborting them right at birth. You know why? Because the cabal knows that. They do not want to need these kids to come in. That's why they're aborting them.
I want to get to this God gene again. I want to elaborate a little bit more on that. So how do we access this God gene? How do we connect with this?
Okay.
How do we bring it in us?
It's resonance. It's already there. So let's say you have an idea for something, but you're not so sure. So let's say a young person, or it could be an older person, but in this case, we'll say a young person comes into your life and you happen to say, you know what? I've got this idea, but I'm not sure. And so this younger person or younger version of you says, wait, this is what you can do. Oh, I get it. So I can change my resonance of limited to unlimited. That's what the God gene does. And so because these kids have come on, what is inside of you, Jay, what's inside of you, April, is now starting to resonate. It's starting to have movement. It's starting to have life.
So why, when we were created by the Anunnaki as a science project for feeding on our energy,
created as slaves to mine gold.
So, okay, right. So slaves to mine gold. Okay, mm-hmm. So either way, we were created not for just the most ideal experience to have, right?
Totally,
So why would they have given us a God gene that we could access to help break that cycle if that's what our intent was, if that's what their intent was?
They didn't. What has happened in the expansion in this universe out of duality, these new children are coming in from other places.
Mm.
Can come from the very, like a long time ago, I would say ancient times. But because they were ancient times does not mean that they were smarter. Mm-hmm. It means that they came in to visit, have the experience of what it's was like. So, you know, you talk about channeling, you know, people come in and they channel. Guess what? I channeled another dimension to throw this in. And guess what they always ask me? Because I'm only interested in dimensions. I'm a snob. I'm only in dimensions that are not duality. And you know what they always ask me? What is duality like? It sucks. That's what it like in any of your language. It sucks. So this God gene that these children are bringing in, that the Cabal Illuminati know about, is actually triggering something, Jay, in you and April, or you wouldn't be doing this.
Hmm.
So you are actually in the action. You know, here's an example. Here's Deepak. Ooh, possibilities possibilities and potentials. I could give a shit about possibilities and potentials because they're up in the ethers. Like, Deepak, get a grip. I love you, but get a grip. So somebody had written something on Facebook the other day about it. And I said, no, that's wonderful. I love possibilities. They smell fabulous or stinky, But what about manifested actualities? That's what you guys are doing. You are manifesting actualities that nobody thought of before because they were so caught up in their computer.
Is it almost like when all these other people are coming around, all this new breed, if you would, are coming around, is it almost like we're catching some sort of good flu? Like a flu of sorts from their energy?
It's a flow. It's a connection.
Okay.
And so if you look at Michio Kaku's work, he talks about the string theory. It's bands. It's bands of information in form at your ion, your cellular level. And that's a connection. So people that you connect to, there's no words for it. You just know you have a connection. You like them and there's connection. And some people there isn't. It's about resonance. But now for the human race, it's time. I'm sorry, my cell phone's in the back going off. It's crazy. So, but now what the issue is in your tissues is to let go of that resonance of duality, but you have to be willing. This is getting back to willing, because when you're willing, then you are not going to hold on. So this is what happens in duality. People will die to be right.
Right. That's true.
And I don't know right and wrong is duality. So is it correct for you? It's not correct for me. I'm not going to die for somebody's bullshit program. There's no way. But I'm going to support life.
Where do you see life, the economy, in the new year?
Well, it's going to be a little iffy. This is their plan. They already started with coin, is to get rid of, remember Bitcoin, you know, that you were, whatever, that was the prelude. Or if you go back to Europe when they were, you know, they were putting everybody on the same, you know, dollar, whatever it is, whatever they want to call it. So what their idea now is, because of the injections, is it's going to, and somebody, a scientist finally came out with this, they would like to do facial recognition. So you can't buy any food. Now look at the food is going to take the human body down. So they're going to be able to track everything you do, every experience. Hello out there, even sex, wake up, hello. So they're going to track everything that you do. Their goal is to disconnect everybody from everybody. So thinky, you're alone. And if you're alone, then they can just suck you in and say, well, this big star or this big politician follows, so just step right in.
Wow.
Isn't it brilliant? The assholes.
But you're onto their game.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is so good here. And to be able to help us with that, right?
That is my total focus every day, is assisting to be get people.
And I love how you operate. I really do, because you are all about that. You really are. You're the real deal. You are the real deal. I mean, you put it all out there. You really do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's great. And you know, when you go through these other dimensions, and I want to give our audience a perspective on this, it's like, so when you say you channel or you talk in other dimensions, is it like a different, the people look different there in these other dimensions?
Some do. Absolutely, some do. And they're spectacular. And sometimes they look the same, sometimes they don't. They look different. So if you look on this planet, let's look on the animal kingdom. Look at all the variety of animals on this planet. And if you look at a lot of the variety of animals on this planet, some of them aren't here. I discovered this from a friend of mine. She used to raise feral, like the pharaohs, pharaoh dogs. And what she told me, I have not looked this up, but what she said, and I believe her, she said that pharaoh dogs are not indicative of this planet. They're not connected. So remember, so you're coming across the universe, or you're coming across from Europe or whatever, and you bring your own stuff. Like corn here, that maize was called maize, then they used to send it to Europe. Europe didn't have corn because it was indicative of that area. So if you get out of the idea because it's another planet, or because they have technology and they have spaceships or whatever you want to call them, that they're smarter. They're not. Some of them are, and some of them are not. So as I mentioned, I'm a snob. I am a snob.
You are spiritually snobby, yep.
I am not going to deal with a group of people. I don't care if they're Pleiadians. They're wonderful. They're lovely. You know, Arcturians, they're wonderful. But they're all still based on duality. And the reptiles, they like to war. So I like to resonate. Remember, it's about resonance. So I resonate to those that are not duality based. And, you know, in this wonderful thing, when I talk to them, no one ever says, you know what, I don't get along with my mother. She's such a bitch. Or I hate my dad. That isn't even a conversation. There is not a conversation like that. It's, you know, it's practical. It's informational. And we trade information. That's what we do.
That's what we do. Cool. That's what we do. And that's what she does, everybody. And that is Sherry Onshar. Sherry, thanks for being on with us today. Really appreciate that. And thanks for always coming out and just, boom, just blasting us here with great, great vibes, great energy. How do you want people to find out more about you and to connect with you?
Okay, just go to my website, sherryonshara.com. And here, I'm going to throw this up. It's black and white, but go to this Conscious Evolution. I'm starting, and it's right on the top of my website, Conscious Evolution, and it's a 15-week course. It will blow your DNA out into a new resonance so you can stand up and say, you know what? I'm one of the real humans. All right. Am not going to be a manipulated slave to anybody, to any race. And so that is my whole passion about this. That's what it is.
Aren't you the best? You really are. Yeah, definitely. Check it out, everybody. She's got some great stuff there, and you can obviously get the vibe from her. So, Sherry, always good. Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry. Really good.
Thanks for coming around from the other dimensions to visit us. Very nice of you. Tell them we said hello.
As my mother always said, where'd you come from? I go, God, I don't know. I must have been looking for shoes, and the ship left me here at the shoe store.
Well, everybody,
not a bad place.
No, not at all. We hope you enjoyed it, everybody, because we most certainly did on this end. And of course, we always enjoy it with Sherry. Thank you very much, Sherry.
And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.